This is a recording of the May 12, 2020 Special Board of Directors meeting to convene immediately following the Audit and Finance Committee meeting at the Chugach Boardroom.
And we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you like to join me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so roll call this evening. Present in the room, we have Director Crawford, Director Morse, myself. On the phone, we have Director Henderson, Director Hollis, Director Parks, and on the video, we have Director Reeves. So we do have a full house. Other folks that are in the room or on the line, we have Connie on the line, we have Arden in the room, and we have Lee and Matt. And we have a safety minute.
Okay.
Good timing for the safety minute.
So I'll take a stab at our safety minute today. As you can see, that it is bear time and it is spring, and so they're out and about, and so there's the do's and the don'ts. Don't panic. Just back away. If the bear spots you, acknowledge the bear by taking it in a normal voice. You know, don't make any sudden movements. Don't start running away. You can yell at the bear firmly and, you know, be real tall and do all those things. Try to figure out whether the bear is a grizzly or a black bear. Grizzly bears and black bears tend to behave differently. So it helps to know which species you're dealing with. And the grizzlies are the big brown ones, and obviously the black bears are the smaller black. Defensive responses that result in physical contact almost always involve grizzly bears surprised at close range. So if you're in an area where there's a moose carcass or something else, that's always a potential problem, so get the heck out. The very few defensive attacks by black bears have been females protecting cubs, and probably not quite time for that yet, but that will come later this summer. And if attacked, grizzly bears tend to lose interest once you are no longer a perceived threat. So that's why they always say just drop and play dead. With a black bear, you want to remain assertive and fight back and never play dead with a black bear. So it's very, very different for the
different branch.
Yeah. So make sure you know which direction you're going.
Where you start.
And remember to trust your bear spray, and if you're carrying it. And remember, it's only good for about 40 feet. And aim down towards the bear. So I think everybody has seen that. So if you're out and about, if you need bear spray, let me know, and we can make sure that if you're headed out in the woods, you have an ample supply.
This is Jim. Can I add something?
You bet, Jim.
Don't spray into the wind.
Very good point.
They are out, for sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
Did you guys see the video of the Kincaid?
Yeah, I think that's that top picture. This top picture is that group. Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy.
That was scary. Right in Kincaid, right on the paved bike trail.
I've run into those bears myself.
I'll tell you a short story about bears and my son-in-law. He was out at Kincaid Park, and he was practicing for a bike race. So he was going up and down the roller coaster, and he was going down the hill. He was going up and then down a hill, and there was a black bear and two cubs on the bottom. So he grabs both brakes, flips over and breaks both arms on this side. And he couldn't hardly move when he was in sheer pain. And so he kind of scrambled back up the trail, found somebody. They got the EMTs to haul him out. Well, the EMTs were really nice because they wanted to go back and get his bike. But the bears were sitting on the bike. And they actually went back a couple hours later and did retrieve his bike. Wow. But he doesn't have a real good story about black bears.
Yeah. Good thing he scrambled away.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Great. So be safe, everybody. Okay, so hopefully we're going to keep this meeting to an hour or less. This is, we're doing this meeting to try to get some progress made on the project-specific initiatives and the compensation committee, evaluation committee has been working very diligently with Lee to try to get the 2020 goals or 2021 goals together. So I will take a motion for approval of tonight's agenda.
So moved. Special board meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the agenda for the evening? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval of the agenda say aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved as written. We have no persons to be heard, no consent agenda, no CEO reports, correspondence, no director reports, no unfinished business, no new business, and we I will take a motion to go into executive session.
Madam Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C2, the Board of Directors go into executive session to discuss personnel matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation or character of a person. However, the person may request a public discussion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor of moving into executive session, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We are going to go into executive session.
Sorry.
There is a motion under new business.
For the contract?
For the contract. Yep, it's a very simplified motion. And if nobody has any other comments, we'll come out of executive session and we'll do that. Everybody okay?
Madam Chair.
There's one minor comment. To Susan's point, I would set an initial budget for the contract because then under policy, you have discretion as chair to adjust it by up to $10,000 or 10% from the initial budget that you've set. So I would set the number value so that you've got that movement.
So I think that the initial, there were two phases there. I think you were right, Susan. Wasn't it like $8,000 or something like that?
Yeah, I think it was $8,500, and the other one was if you wanted her to come up or do a series of meetings or training or something. So I think if you say the target, you know, you're anticipating $10,000, that you're good to go.
Okay.
You know, once you define what you want her to do to help you, I think she's going to focus in right away. She's not going to teach you general governance. She's going to focus on the issue.
And we're going to be very specific.
The questions you give her. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, somebody has that motion in front of them?
It's just a move that approve as discussed in executive session.
So, Matt, do we?
That should work. Do we have to put that in the motion? You want the amount
in
the motion?
I put the budget in the motion.
Okay. That's easy enough to do.
I'll just say the amount not to exceed $10,000
or. Yeah. Okay. We are out of executive session. Am I on the record? Yes. Okay. So, under new business for the evening, we will not be taking any action on the project-specific initiatives. But we do have some action to be taken on the consultant contract under item 10B. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that the Board of Directors approves the Enrica consultant contract as discussed in executive session with the initial amount not to exceed $10,000.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion on that item? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay. Next, we have director comments. So, Director Reeves on the teleconference.
Well, I'm going to miss this. I'd sure like to be in there with you working on the issues that are that were discussed in executive session. This is, well, I guess the next meeting will be my last board meeting. But anyway, it's all in good hands.
Thank you, Director Reeves. We're going to miss you. Okay, Director Henderson. No, are you there, Director Henderson?
Please. Okay. No, thank you. I just had to get the mic clear. I do appreciate the effort. I think it's crucial if you do find expertise to work this, solve this problem, it's do it yourself, produce the product that you've experienced after the last 4 or 5 years. I do, I guess there's some gratification in that. I hope that this would have been transpired years and years ago. I did forward you Tracy Bean's presentation to the board. It was dated 1950 or 2015. So I hope, again, I guess it's with a great deal of gratification I see this stage change. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Director Henderson. Director Hollis?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you for the committee members. Thank you, Lee, for working towards trying to come up with a solution. I know we will get there, and I appreciate the input from the other board members. Obviously, this has been a challenge for a number of years. I see us getting to a point where we have a much improved process, and we will avoid the angst and challenges that we had this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Hollis. Director Parks?
So the main thing I want to say is I really appreciate the work that the subcommittee or the committee is putting in on this and the work that Lee is providing to work together and come to a successful outcome, I hope. Thanks.
Thank you. Director Morse?
Yeah, I continue to be surprised at how challenging this is, and continue to be puzzled at how it could possibly be so challenging. But I think we make the best ground when we really have the opportunity to have open and honest conversations. So I do appreciate the work in the small group and the way that Lee has shared and been open with us. And I want to separate the difficulty in trying to understand where we are with this evaluation and how we feel about the tremendous team that is Chugach and the difficult task that they have ahead of themselves that they have worked very hard on. And so it's a challenging day to put board comments together. But I appreciate the opportunity to participate in this group. I appreciate the honesty from Lee. I appreciate the small committee and being able to take it to the larger board and get support from the board. I think all of those have been important.
Thank you. Lee?
Well, I really appreciate the committee's work in, you know, trying to get a resolution to this. I appreciate the ability to have a fierce conversation. And we spent a lot of training internally talking about fierce conversations, and I think they do provide a benefit. So I appreciate the indulgence of the board and letting me speak my mind once in a while. So thank you.
And I just really want to echo Director Morse's sentiments. This is really challenging, but I'm not actually surprised, having gone through this for so many years. I'm not surprised at how difficult it is. It's been difficult, so it definitely needs a fix, and I hope that we can get there. I think that we can. I think it's a really good idea to have, you know, a fresh set of eyes and maybe some fresh ideas. It's challenging in challenging times, so it just makes it all that much harder. I appreciate the open conversations, Lee, and I hope that we let you speak your mind more than just every once in a while, because you can do that. I think that we as board members would probably really benefit from some fierce conversation training as well. I really want to thank the efforts of Director Morse and Director Hollis, because I've been the listener, but I'm telling you, the amount of load that we've been carrying, that Director Morse has been carrying to try to put this together is an inordinate amount of work, above and beyond board duty, I think. So I appreciate the board supporting the efforts of this little tiny committee. And we got to get there because it's broken, so we have to fix it. So we'll get there. And I just want to thank everybody for their help and support, and we'll push it. We'll push it through. It'll be better. With that, I will take a motion for adjournment. Oh, go ahead. Oh, Director Crawford, sorry. I'm sorry.
I was just about to mention how much I appreciate being able to put my two cents in.
I thought they skipped you, and I said,
I'm sorry. It was really
intense. It's a long day.
But I do appreciate being able to weigh in and give my suggestions, whether they get followed or not. I know that I've been heard, and I've known for a number of years that if you took every one of my suggestions, we'd probably be in a hell of a mess. So I would just like to say that I think it's a really good thing to have another professional come in and add their ideas into the mix. I've told my children forever, you know, that one of our family rules is to remain open and adaptable to change, because it's going to come whether we like it or not. So I've seen us struggle now for the 9 years that I've been around with this every year. It never seems to go away. I think there has to be a better way to look at it than what we've done so far. So for the subcommittee, Godspeed.
Thank you. Okay, with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are now adjourned.